we challenged our kids to just outscore them by one in the fourth or third in the fourth quarter. That's all we needed to do. We went in at halftime not thinking we had played as well as we possibly could. But I'm going to give Garden City a lot of credit. And there was two teams out there putting forth a lot of energy. Two teams that got sped up at a time, and it was ugly basketball. But our kids did what we had to do in the end to secure it and win a ball game.
Tell us about the rebounding advantage for, of course, Noah was a bit hobbled, but in the second half you rebounded much better. What was the difference there?
Well, we got Noah back in there. Noah got in foul trouble, and, you know, he's playing at probably 65, but, you know, thinking it could possibly be his last high school game, he didn't want to miss out on an opportunity to play, and, you know, hopefully he'll get good ice, get a little better for next week, because we definitely need him, and we're better, obviously a better rebounding team when we have him in the lineup.
You had Jared Koster, you limited him to 15 points, but Garrett Dahl seemed to be the big weapon tonight. What allowed him to get free?
Well, he hit shots, and Dahl, Garrett Dahl, is an excellent basketball player, and they're going to enjoy the next 2 years with him. He's been playing really well. He's their second leading scorer, and he had good games against Liberal and Wichita North. He made some buckets early and continued to.
You know, you think of all that you went through with this team, but you said beginning of TOC time, this started to turn the tide for this squad. What has allowed for this big run now to be able to get to state?
I just think our kids have understand what was at stake. You know, we flipped the switch. We obviously were in a position to beat Mac here early in February. Stubbed our toe against Liberal at the end of the month, but we've been playing good basketball, and I just think they're more comfortable with one another. You know, we don't have a ton of pure basketball players, but we got a lot of kids that play hard.